I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike, and you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What are we talking about today, Mike?
Today we talk about the mental health benefits of being in the backcountry and hiking in general, getting away, and what it does for you mentally rather than just physically, like we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, I know. We talked quite heavily about like how good for your body or bad for your body, depending on your personal activity level is. But yeah, no, I mean, for sure, mental health, it's like...
Yeah. I mean, we had a whole episode on how to prepare to be on the trail and stretches and exercises, things like that, but there's also a whole mental aspect to it, too, so...
Well, for sure. I mean, I know we've talked, like, in passing or briefly on previous episodes about, like, how much we love being out there and how great it is to get away from civilization and how great it is to be where, like, your phone might not even work.
Right. And,
like, all of those things are true, but there's, like, actual proven mental health benefits from all of those things. I mean, literally, and hopefully I'm not jumping the gun here, but, like, literally just being amongst nature is good for your mental health. Like, they've done studies about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's pretty much the biggest one that I have found is just getting away from the daily grind and being out back where you don't hear that constant buzz of electricity or whatever.
Yeah.
Like once you just get out there and you hear the silence and hear just birds chirping or a squirrel ruffling in the leaves or whatever, it's just like so nice and relaxing.
Well, and the funny thing is like you and I even like we're not city folk necessarily even, right? Like we're very much like solid suburban or like maybe even a little further out than suburban. Like it's not like we aren't familiar with grass and familiar with trees and stuff, but even to just go that extra step
right
and being out in the middle of nowhere,
you get away from the highways and the airplanes flying overhead constantly type thing.
Yeah for sure. So before we get too deep into this,
mm-hmm.
I think it should go without saying, but I feel like we should say it anyway. Neither one of us are qualified medical professionals and or scientists.
Right. So, or any kind of therapist or whatever. We are none of that.
This is just two regular guys talking about what we find the mental health benefits to be from being out on the trail.
Right.
Okay. For sure. I just feel like we should get that out of the way up front so that nobody...
Good
like,
call.
This is not medical advice, people. This is just two guys talking.
Good call. So, where do you want to begin with this one?
I mean, it's your deal, so you tell me.
Where do you... So, well, I mean, the biggest thing that I guess I find for me is just the amount of stress reduction that this tends to bring. I'm a pretty anxious person. I tend to have a lot of daily stresses and anxiety and things.
Right.
So do I stress a bit when we're planning our trips? Sure. You know, all these kinds of things like coming to it just because I need to make sure I got all the right, you know, I'm taking the right amount of food and not too much anymore. I'm taking the right amount of clothes, but not too much. Like, it, you know, just all those kind of stresses that go into it. But as soon as you get, basically, as soon as I get in the car and there's no more repairing, quote unquote, you get in the vehicle and you're headed to the trail, then it's just like, all right, we're on our trip. The only thing stopping us now is we just got to get there. And
that's not where my stress ends because my stress the whole way there, I'm like, are we sure we can park where we're going? Are we going to be able to find the trailhead? what's the weather going to be like? Are we sure we looked up the weather in the right spot? Like until we're actually out there, I'm a ball of stress until we're actually out there.
Oh yes. Yeah. As soon as we're in the vehicle, I'm fine with it at that point.
You're maybe a little bit more go with the flow than I am on that.
So, but realistically, like once you get out, especially like, I guess the combo of us, like once we get out there and we're on the trail, a different stress happens because you need to make sure you find your campsite and all that kind of stuff. But that's the fun of it. It's like, okay, we're at waypoint A. We're at our starting point, and we just got to get to here, and there's a trail that takes us there. So
I know, like, as you're talking, I'm like, man, that's all kind of stressful too, but like, it's a different type of stress. Yeah, like, it's not your daily, it's not your, oh, I got these voicemails I got to return, or, oh, I got to get back to somebody that emailed me about something, or I got to make sure this order gets shipped out.
Yep.
Like, it's not that stress at all. And it's like, it's stress, but in a fun way, like in a relaxing, like being out there for me, I'm not going to say like my like inner lizard person or whatever doesn't get like amped up from being out in nature, like in a, in a hyper alert type of way or whatever. But like, it's not that tightness in your chest that you get from like your day to day life.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, that's just it is getting it. Having a different stress, I think, is just all in general, the feeling of it. And it's been proven, like you said, that just being out in nature, like, reduces stress. It lowers your cortisol levels is what it does. And it just promotes you to relax, which when you get to your campsite, I mean, A, you're tired from biking for for so long. But it's like, you just kind of sit there and it's like almost immediately – it's like, man, like, I could just sleep, like, lay here and listen to this and sleep, like, immediately. Like,
I mean, I think that, like, that tiredness that you get from being out there, right? Like, that walking so much, we've talked before about, like, how you kind of watch your feet and you're trying not to trip and you're paying attention to where you're at. Like, you're almost so focused on just the hiking aspect of it, like while you're actually on the move, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're so focused on that aspect that your mind kind of can't wander. Like, if you're the type of person where you're thinking about a million things all the time and like that's causing stress in your life, what I find when I'm out there, I almost am so focused on what I'm doing that I don't have the capacity to let my mind wander to all those other things.
Right.
Which for me relieves some of that daily stress. Like, that's one of the things I like about being out there, is my mind does not wander in the same way that it does when I'm, you know, if I'm working on a report, but then my mind wanders to this voicemail that I got to get back to. And then that wanders to like this other project that I should get started.
Right.
I'm almost too exhausted when I'm on the trail to let my mind wander about those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and not even exhausted. I mean, you're just ultra focused on not falling down, you know, like,
you maybe could focus a little bit more on probably not falling down.
So,
but then even with all that, you get like all of your, you know, your birds chirping, your squirrels running and frolicking, your deer walking by, your stream in the background, like, people pay 99 cents for an app that will give them that to fall asleep to, right? Like, this is the real life version of that. So even, I don't know if you call that white noise. I don't know if you call that brown noise. I don't know if you call that green noise. I don't know what noise that nature sound, what category that falls into. But like, literally people pay for machines that will replicate that sound, because that sound alone is so calming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, people pay by those white noise machines or whatever, you know, like to have that done. So, I mean, it's hard to say what it'll do for each of the listeners, just because everybody reacts differently to every situation and everything. Absolutely. But these are just things that tend to happen. So, I mean, the stress reduction is the big one for me. Just like I said, I live a pretty stressful and anxious life.
But then, I mean, even on top of that, like, just your, it's exercise. It's not exercise, but it's exercise, right? So, like, I mean, everybody's heard about, like, oh, these are the mental health benefits of exercising. Like, it, you know, getting your heart rate up and getting your pulse going, like, that releases endorphins, which, again, do I have any idea what endorphins are? No freaking clue. But
they're a hormone.
This this does all those things that you're like going to the gym would do for people.
Right.
I'm not the type of person, I don't want to go to a gym, right? Like, I don't want to do all those things. Like, I have no desire to go and like lift weights at the gym. And, you know, which if you do, I mean, good for you. I'm not saying that, but I'm just not that type of person. This hiking gets me all those things that those people get from going to do that activity, but in a, in a setting that I enjoy.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, for me too, I mean, what I find like going with the going to the gym and everything is that when you, after you do a workout or after you do that, like once you complete your trail or, you know, you get to your destination and everything, you have that sense of accomplishment that you did that, like
100%,
you know, like, so you just, you all of a sudden, once you get there, you're just like, boom, like this huge rush hits you of, hey, I'm done hiking for a bit. but B, it's like, we just tackled 6.5 miles.
Yeah.
In part of the world that only 1% of the world is ever going to see.
If that. You know. And I talk about that when we're out on the trail all the time. About like, how, I mean, let's be honest, part of the reason that you and I like to go hiking is like bragging rights.
Right.
Like I did this and you didn't.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's not a great reason to go, but it works for me. But, I mean, you're right. Like, a fraction of human civilization has ever seen the things that you and I come across out on the trail, and the sense of accomplishment that you get when you're done, like whether it's 3 miles or 6 miles or 10 miles or 12 miles or 1 mile or whatever your range is. If that is a long way for you, you feel so good about being done with that.
Yeah. Well, even if it's not necessarily a long way, but that's the goal you set and you accomplish that, it's an amazing feeling. And then, I mean, just being at your destination, either tearing down, setting up camp, whatever, it's such a different task list than you have in your regular life. Is just, so it's like, it's not hard to get out of bed because, you know, get up, I'm at camp, I'm out in the outdoors, you know, so.
Well, and you almost like, I mean, talking about getting up out of bed, like, let's be honest, I don't love getting up out of bed in my personal life. I don't love getting up out of bed at camp. I really don't. Like, I love being in bed. But there's like, I don't even know how to explain it. But like when I wake up in the morning at camp and it's, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning and the birds are chirping and the sun's coming in through the tent and all those things. And then on top of that, I'm thinking, all right, I got 10 miles to go today. Like, I can't just lay here and be all warm and comfortable and exhausted. Like, I got to get up. Like, I have a task that needs done that I have to accomplish today. Like, even just that, like, daily goal, I feel like is good for my mental health to have that have to get this done today thing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like you said, you can't just laying there is not going to accomplish the goal.
Correct.
It does it suck when it's like, I don't know, 40, 50 degrees outside and you are in your sleeping bag all nestled and warm. Like, yeah, it sucks, but you got to do it.
Yeah.
So, we already talked about sleep quality. It is proven to enhance your sleep quality, getting out there, exposure to nature and natural elements and lighting. It helps regulate your circadian rhythm. I never knew that until I started researching for this. It makes sense.
I do not know what that is. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your circadian rhythm, from what I understand, is more or less your... You get sleepy when it gets dark out. You start waking up naturally as it gets light out. So,
okay. So like your internal clock type thing.
Yep. It kind of helps reset your internal clock. It doesn't, when we're only out there for a few days, we're not going to get a whole reboot, things like that. But those that are going out, you know, doing the whole North Country Trail or, you know, out for months at a time, yeah, they're going to get a sense of what time of day it is just by how light out it is and everything. Sure. So,
okay. Well, and just being out in the sunlight. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, not even that it's like sunny all the time, but just being outside in natural light versus being cooped up in artificial light all the time.
Fluorescent lighting or whatever. Yeah.
Like even just that portion of it is good for you. I mean, presumably even on cloudy days, you're getting a little bit of vitamin D, I would assume. And supposedly vitamin D is good for like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that kind of goes along with what you were saying. Like, okay, you're getting your animal clock good because of the time of day. You're getting that like natural light, like animals are supposed to get, like all of that has got to be good for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're not supposed to be, I mean, I can't say we're not supposed to be because we built a life to where we are cooped up indoors, but you know, you go back however many years and people were 90% of the time outside working and outside surviving rather than just sitting at an office chair and at a computer.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But even going into like, I mean, we kind of touched on planning and stuff a little bit earlier, but for me, it kind of goes to like the same thing that I'm talking about, like where you're setting a goal and you're doing a goal that day. But like even the planning of your hike before you're actually even going to do the hike, it for me, I'm the type of person that I like to have something in my life to look forward to. Right.
Yeah.
Like that gives me, if I've got nothing planned for the next 6 months, it's like every day is a drag. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But so even just like the actual planning aspect of our hikes, which I know we talk about a lot, but I find the planning to be fun in a nerdy way. I mean, you and I have talked about how nerdy we get with planning, but like even just that part I think is good for my mental health. So I'm getting to have fun doing something nerdy, which I enjoy doing.
Right.
And then that also gives me something to look forward to down the road, which boosts my, I don't even know what you call it, because it's like, it's not like I'm like depressed all the time or whatever, but it gives me.
Yeah, it gives you like some a reason to get up and go and keep moving forward and stuff. I mean, but like you said, not like it makes it sound like you're depressed and you need a reason to do stuff, but like it helps. Like,
And even the planning, like, it's almost like a puzzle. Like, when we sit there and we're like, okay, where can we start? And then how far can we get that day? And does that get us to water? No, it doesn't. Okay, let's get this different route then. Or maybe let's start at this other trailhead. Like, there's all the people that do Sudoku or Wordle or all those, like, puzzle games, right? I feel like planning our hikes, for me, scratches the part of my brain that those puzzles probably scratch for those people.
Yeah, it's a big logistic problem type of deal. Right. I'm a big nerd and love logistic problems. And but yeah, that's exactly what it is, because you need to have water or a campsite, or you have to figure out, we only want to do this average mile distance. How do we fit that in with all of the amenities or all of the things that we need for when we get to camp and everything? So yeah, you're exactly right. It's a math problem.
Yeah, it's a math problem. I mean, I don't want to call it a math problem because I don't love math, but it's like, you know, it's like the, if you left on a train leaving Denver at, you know, 7:30, you know, it's like one of those story problems. And it really is like fitting all the pieces together. Cause you and I usually, when we're planning, at least it's like, okay, we've got 5 days.
Great.
So we need to pick somewhere that we can drive to, hike, and drive back from in that 5 day period. Where can we go? Does it have water? Can you do all the things? Like, I don't know. I just find that part of it really fun. And then when we're out there on the trail and actually doing the hiking, it's like, okay, how close were we to what we planned?
Right.
Like, well, how good did we get it?
Well, and that's the other thing too, is like when we're on the trail, there's through all of our planning and everything, we'll get to our campsite and we'll be like, yeah, you know, it said it was going to be about 4.5 miles for this day or whatever. And then we'll be like 4.6 or 4.63 or whatever. And we're like, yeah, it was pretty damn close. Like, you know, like we're pretty getting a lot better at this planning thing. We're knowing more of exactly how
way better
how far it's gonna be.
Yeah.
So
well, and then that gives you like, not to like oversell it, but it gives me at least like a confidence boost.
Too, right.
Right. Like okay, this is what I figured. This is how close, or maybe how far off I was, but like this is. I'm like we were just saying, like I'm getting a lot better at this. Like I'm developing a skill which makes me feel good about myself and makes me feel like, yeah, I do kind of know what I'm doing now.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, like that. There probably are some of those people. Well, especially if you live closer to a trail to where you hike the same section or whatever numerous times, to where you just got your gear and you're like, okay, I want to go hiking tomorrow. So you just pack your pack and away you go.
Sure.
And there's not a whole lot of planning that's involved with it. But for those of us that are minimum of, you know, 2 hours away from the trail, it takes a little bit more effort to figure out where you want to go this time, because you don't want to drive 2 hours and end up in the same spot every time.
Correct.
So we got to find a new place to go. We got to see what amenities are out there. So our overnight trip, it'll be a drive there, hike, drive back. That will all take to, you know, the planning of that is probably 3 or 4, like 4 hour conversations of like, how are we doing this? Probably takes 12 hours to.
I know, but. It probably takes us 12 hours.
Well, it probably takes us because like, we're nerdy about it.
Overly nerdy about it. And down to the like, well, what type of food are you taking for the first day? And what type of food are you taking for the second day? And you know, I feel like might get a little excessive with it. But I do feel, I do feel like we have accomplished something over the last 5 years. From where you and I started 5 years ago, like it was roughly this time of year, 5 years ago, we were like, all right, we're going to do this and just like figure it all out. So like, I do feel fairly proud of us. And like, there's something to be said about like setting out, making yourself a goal and then accomplishing that goal. Like not just the miles or not just the being able to do it, but like you and I, 5 years ago, we're like, we're gonna start hiking, and we've done it, and like pretty successfully, and like enjoy doing it, and haven't gotten majorly hurt or majorly lost, and feel like we know what we're halfway doing now. And that makes me feel good about ourselves. Like, it's like, this is something that neither one of us really knew how to do. We figured it out, and that makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, it's nice when, I mean, okay, you spend all this money to buy all this gear and everything, and you get out on the trail and your gear actually, the stuff that you just bought actually works, or it works the way you wanted it to.
No better feeling than that.
Or like you've had it for a few years, you take it out, you've got that little bit of like, maybe it is time to replace it or whatever, but it holds through, and like there's that feeling and everything. It does suck when it doesn't work, but when you still got it. But there's always that like looking forward to that next piece of gear too. Like you know, I just got that new tent, haven't set it up, haven't like really fully looked at it yet, but you know, just have knowing that I've got a few new pieces of gear that I got for Christmas and everything, that is just like really making me look forward to, and that's keeping my positive mental block of hiking like going, because like I miss the trail. It's winter time in Michigan. It's just, we're all cooped up indoors. We just had that Arctic blast that had us down at like -4.
Right.
So like, it's just like, I really want to be out in the sun, outside on the trail, and I want to go hiking. I want to be outside doing something. So.
I know we got to start at least planning our next one, because maybe that'll give us like a scratch that itch just a little bit to at least start planning it, you know?
Right.
So we got to pick a spot and figure out where to go.
I mean, just all around it. I mean, we can talk all day long about just like how it makes you and I feel. There are a lot of positive mental things that you can get from just not even like you don't even have to put a pack on. I mean, just go walk in a trail or go walk outside.
Oh, for sure.
If you can get away from the noise of the city or noise of, I mean, my little town has a main highway going through it. Like, if you can get away from that, like, and just get out in the woods, and that's all you can hear is like the woods and maybe like the splash of like a fish in the water or something like that. Nothing better.
Well, and I'm not one of these people that quote unquote meditates, right? Like, I'm not, I don't take that time to sit and, you know, reflect and all that sort of stuff, which don't get me wrong, I probably should. We're saying that nature does all these things for you. So it probably would be good to try to do that on my own. So I agree. But when you're out on the trail, like when we stop at a scenic overlook or have this like view of a river before we descend down this steep hill down to it, or we get fortunate enough to walk along Lake Superior on a few of our trips,
right?
You know, which is just, if you've never seen Lake Superior, it is just a gorgeous, gorgeous, giant lake.
Right.
It's the closest thing that I can think of. Like when we take those pause breaks to just like stop and look and admire nature, I feel like that is as close to meditating or being like one with nature. I don't know what the word is that I'm searching for, but like, it is so nice to be so connected with this beautiful scenery where it's quiet and peaceful and usually fairly untouched by people and the places that we're going, because you're so far away from, you know, quote unquote civilization. That for me is like, I feel like it's like meditating, even though it's not, right. I'm not specifically trying to meditate. That's the feeling that I get, is it's just like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah. Once you stop and reflect, because I mean, there's the time you're just like, yeah, I've seen this before, you know, whatever. But,
but like, it's not a tree.
Right. Yeah. But like when you get to those spots where, it's like you said, it's not meditating, but once you just step back and you kind of just like not have an out of body experience, but like just think about how tiny you really are compared to like, okay, you see Lake Superior on a map and you're like, yeah, okay, it's a big lake. But then like once you're right next to it,
yeah,
you like realize like, okay, Canada is supposed to be over there, but
right. It's like water as far as you can see.
Right.
Mike and I have both lived in Michigan our entire lives, and every time we see one of the Great Lakes, it's like, are you sure that's not the ocean?
Right.
Because you can't see across it. Are you sure that's not the ocean?
Right. Every other lake I know, I can see across it.
Right.
But yes.
One other thing that I wanted to touch on, and I don't know if you had this on your list or not, one of the surprising things to me, bringing it back to like mental health type stuff, right? One of the surprising things to me that I discovered getting into hiking, we've talked before about like the first time you and I were at a community fire ring.
Oh, yeah.
Or had to like do that whole experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you and I started this, I never in any part of my brain imagined that there would be like a community or social aspect to hiking. Like, I really thought it was going to be you and I out in the middle of nowhere, just you and I.
Right.
Like, pretty much all of the time, which I was good with. Don't necessarily want to be around other people. I was shocked the first time you and I were kind of like forced into interacting with the hiking community, like face to face.
Right.
I was surprised how much I enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too. I'm not normally a people person or a crowd person or anything like that. So when it was like, quote unquote, forced upon us to go interact, you know, it was just like, oh man, like, okay, the stresses of everyday life is coming right back, because like, now I got to go, you know, we got to do an icebreaker.
Yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then it was just like, yeah, everybody introduced themselves and, you know, and then it just became, came naturally. It was just like, so where are you guys going to? Because you all have that one thing in common where
yeah,
you're out in the middle of nowhere. One of you is going this way. A couple of you are going that way. Like, it's just, it, everybody has a story to tell and everybody's thrilled to share it. And everybody's thrilled to hear your story. So like, yeah, it's super awesome. And like, it's a whole nother high in itself right there is when you get to yeah, share those experiences.
Share those experiences, hear what other people have done, get recommendations from other people, have like complete strangers cheering you on
right,
in your physical and emotional and spiritual journey, like mm-hmm, all these people out doing the same thing as you, wanting to hear what your story is, wanting to talk to you, wanting to interact with you. That is not something I ever like sought out when we started doing this. Once you and I were forced into that situation for the first time, like, I kind of almost can't wait for it to happen again.
Right, right. Like, am I okay if it's just the two of us at a campsite? Sure. Especially, yeah, like, if it's at a federal campground where there's a lot more people. But when you're out in the middle of nature and, like, there's four or five campsites that are around there, am I excited to be like, yeah, I hope, like, there's actually a few more camp people out there. Like, I yeah, kind of want to have those, you know, share those stories and everything. So it's a whole other thing to look forward to out there as well.
Yeah. I mean, just for anybody that maybe feels, you know, disconnected or maybe like you're out of place or don't have, you know, other people in your life that are interested in the same things as you. If this hiking, backpacking, whatever you want to call it, is like your jam, you will find other people like-minded out on the trail.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is like, it's just like a great feeling to talk to people. You and I, like I keep saying, we've been doing this for about 5 years now. I have not met a single asshole out on the trail.
No.
No. I mean, everybody same, has been super nice. It mm-hmm, will happen eventually. Don't get no, me wrong. True. Eventually we are going to run into somebody that we just do not mesh with for one reason or another. But like thus far, everybody we have interacted with has been so positive, so, you know, welcoming, so willing to share their knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
They want to give you recommendations like, oh, if you like this trail, have you tried this one? Oh, have you tried this one? Have you gone over here? Like, everybody wants to share their experience with you. Oh, and also wants to hear your experience.
Yeah. Well, everybody's going to, I mean, they're going to share some gear tips or whatever. Like, you might be struggling with
your
camp stoves or whatever. Like, everybody's got different equipment, so everybody's going to get to see the pros and cons in real life
yep,
of what one works better for who. And that's, you know, like, we met that ultralighter the one time that had the yep, the super light tent and everything. Like, she was like, go check it out. It's over there. So I'm, like, being nosy Nelly, and I'm just, like, looking in her tent, like, all this stuff, like, but
and we met the guy that had the different camp stove than us. And it's yep, like, oh, we were looking at that camp stove. What do you think? Do you like it? This is the one that we got. Like, let's compare, you know, like yep, all that sort of stuff.
I mean, it could end up costing you money because you'd fall in love with a tent or a new backpack or whatever. It, that can happen, but it's, but you'll feel really good about it.
Yeah. I mean, so. I just can't say enough, like how much
the sense of community. Yeah.
There is such a sense of community out there. Like, it is, yeah, everybody has just been so nice. It, and again, coming from somebody that did not want to interact with other people out there.
Right.
Like, that was yeah, just a total shock to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we are
to enjoy to that part with other of people.
Turns out every show we ask you to write in and all that kind of stuff, we're actually trying to interact with other people.
I know.
But
I know.
When it's about all this, it makes me feel good and I enjoy it. So
The only other thing that I really wanted to talk about, did you have anything about more about that sort of stuff that you wanted to talk about?
No, I think my lists are pretty much run dry.
Okay, so the only other thing that I had on my list, which didn't really fit into any of the categories that we've specifically talked about, is just, I mean, we've said it before on other episodes about, you know, being out where your cell phone doesn't work and being out, you know, away from, you know, civilization and all that sort of stuff. But like, there is actual proven by scientists, mm-hmm. not by Sean and Mike, benefits of like being away from your cell phone, being away from your computer, being away from a TV. There is actual measurable, positive, mental, emotional benefits of being away from your technology. Now, I say that knowing that I have in other episodes talked about how much of a gadget nerd that I am. So I understand that I am somewhat contradicting myself, but largely when Mike and I, whatever, yeah, I know I am a little bit of a hypocrite. You're right. But I say that knowing that most of the places or a lot of the places that Mike and I go, yes, I am bringing my cell phone to like track my steps or to track my GPS route or whatever. But realistically, I'm not on Facebook when I'm out there. I'm not on TikTok right. when I'm out there. I'm not on Blue Sky when I'm out there. Like, you don't got enough data signal to get any of that stuff to work. I feel better. Like, the first day, I'm a nervous Nelly because it's like, oh, I can't text people. I can't get a phone call. I can't get all those things.
Right.
But, like, once you accept that that is your reality, God, is it nice not to have technology like just chirping at you?
It almost makes you not want to go back to the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Like
100%.
Like I remember the first time coming out of when we came out of the Porky's and we got in the truck and we were headed back towards civilization. I think we got like a couple miles out of the park, mm-hmm. and I was just like, I kind of want to go back. Like yeah. I don't really want to go home.
We hit a line, an invisible line, and it was like, oh, we got cell phone signal again, because, like, your watch started dinging, mm-hmm. my phone started dinging. It's like, yeah, I don't miss that sound. Like, it had right. been a couple of days since any of those sounds had happened, and it's like, yeah,
we go back.
It's, you don't realize when you're in the middle of it and, like, you have technology on you all the time, you don't realize how much that stuff really does interrupt you constantly. Mm-hmm. And when you're out where it just literally will not work, it's scary at first, but it gets nice real quick.
Right.
And
right.
It's funny to be able to notice how much mm-hmm. technology is interfering with your daily life, to have that right. drastic cutoff.
And we're not talking of like you're driving through a town or whatever that has horrible cell signal or whatever, and you lose it for a little bit. Like,
right.
That's a pain in the ass because that's when you're trying to look stuff up.
Right. No, you're talking like multiple days of like, okay, well, you know, like we tell our spouses before we leave home. It's like, okay, this is where we're starting. We will check in if we can, but if not, if we haven't called you by Monday at noon, then start to worry. Right. You know, like 4 days later, if you haven't heard from us, then you can start to worry. But like, we might not be able to get a hold of you for the right. next 4 days.
Sometimes it does piss me off when we have cell signal out on the trail.
For sure.
Yeah. Like I'll put it on do not disturb just because I don't want to hear it. Like I came out here for a reason.
I know.
So,
but yeah. like, I mean, there's for sure benefits of not having those things dinging at you or vibrating or all the things constantly.
Yep. Everybody that needs to know knows I'm not available. So if they need to reach me, they can wait till Monday at noon.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's all I have. I mean, if you've never tried it and you're thinking about trying it, go try it. It's definitely going to put your mind in a better place. And I mean, unless you really, really hate it, which I'm sure there are some people that do really, really not enjoy nature and not enjoy the outdoors or whatever.
Well, I'm sure there is.
I'm sure they're not listening to this then. But.
Well, correct. They're probably not listening to this if nature has like no appeal to them whatsoever.
But if you've been thinking about doing it, go out there and do it. Break that barrier and just do it. It's It's nice.
If you're not doing it for like the physical health aspect of it, mm-hmm. if you at all think that it is like something you'd be into for mental health reasons, go try it. I mean, just yep, go try
absolutely.
It. If you're at all thinking it might be up your alley, it probably is.
Yep.
And as much as Mike and I have, we always just say like, we really love hiking. We really enjoy it. Really, it's the mental health part of it that I think
right.
is really the part that you and I enjoy.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not going to lie. There are times where we get in a half mile and I'm like, that's only a half mile and we got six more to go.
Oh, I know. Like,
there are times where that crosses my mind. But once you hit a certain threshold, they talk about a runner's high.
Yeah.
I've never hit a runner's high as a runner. Maybe once, but I definitely have hit a hiker's high to where you can,
yeah.
you just in nature, you just looking forward to the next step and just keep going. If there's a lot of bullshit and a lot of uphill, downhill, all that kind of stuff, it can be a little bit more treacherous. But once you've done it and once you complete that uphill, you look down and you're like, I just did that. Like that sense of accomplishment of just like, I made it up that hill. I can keep going and do this.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That sense of accomplishment, like even last summer when you and I went on our hiking trip and it rained for like two mm-hmm. straight days and all of our stuff was wet and it was like colder than we ever would have imagined for August. You're wet. You're cold. You just can't
have a fire.
You're not even comfortable at night when you go to sleep. We were miserable for a couple of days.
Yep.
Even when we got done with that, I felt so good and mm-hmm. so accomplished and like proud of us. I still came out of there feeling so much better than I did before we started.
And the thing that and I'm not saying the only thing that got me through it, because I mean, I wasn't going to quit or anything like that. But one thing that I kept thinking while we were out there doing that is just like, this is another story to tell. This is another experience that I've gotten to have that, again, less than 1% of the population gets to experience. You know, it's just so many things that like I did this and I didn't quit. And there's just that, again, it comes back to the sense of accomplishment of just like, I didn't give up. I did this. Was I a little bit miserable? Did we have to sit in our tents for most of the day? Sure. But at the same time, sitting in a tent and listening to it rain and nature and everything is a lot more calming and a lot more relaxing than being stuck in your house because it's 4 degrees outside and all you have is TV. Like,
yep.
I mean, boohoo, we have TV. We got something to entertain us, but it's so much nicer just to listen to the rain. And you can talk to each other through your tent walls. It turns out they're not soundproof.
What's the old adage about fishing? It's like or maybe it's a golfing.
Oh,
a bad day golfing is better than a good day.
Good day at the office
or something yep. like that. Like yep. I feel like this is the same sort of
yeah for
thing.
Sure.
So anyway, yep. That's all I got on my list. Do you got anything else on your list?
No, I think that's all I've got. If you if you have experiences that or things that it. Or other mental health benefits that you can think of or that you have experienced in the past with all of this, let us know. We're always looking forward to hear those positive stories. And even if you have some negative ones too, we're happy to hear them. So let us know. We're not alone with the not so happy ones too.
Yeah. And you can do that by reaching out to us on email, which is SeanMikeHike@gmail.com. You can always reach us on our website, which is SeanMikeHike.com, or on all of the major socials at SeanMikeHike. Please rate, review, subscribe, share your favorite episode with a friend. And until next time,
go take a hike. Yeah, and enjoy it.
We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.